The Pink Panther 2. The Pink Panther 2, trademark and copyright, 2009, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures, Inc. and Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc. All rights reserved. The Pink Panther is a trademark of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, Inc. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Adapted by Jane Rollison. The Pink Panther 2. Chapter 1. The Tornado is Back. Italy. The tornado steals the Turin Shroud. Japan. The tornado steals the Kusanagi Sword. Britain. The tornado steals the Magna Carta. At the Palais de Justice, Chief Inspector Dreyfus went to see the head of the French police.
"Ah, Dreyfus," said Monsieur Joubert. All the newspapers were on his desk. "So, the tornado is back?"
"Yes, Monsieur Joubert," said Dreyfus.
"Britain, Italy, and Japan want to find him. Their top people are coming here. We are going to have a dream team of the world's best detectives."
"And you want the best detective in France?" said Dreyfus.
"Yes, yes. Where is he?" asked Joubert.
"I am here," said Dreyfus, surprised.
"No, no, not you. They want Clouseau," said Joubert.
"Clouseau," said Dreyfus.
Dreyfus wanted to shout very loudly. He hated Clouseau, but he only smiled.
"I'm sorry, but that is not possible. Clouseau is already doing a very important job. I cannot move him."
In a street near the Palais de Justice, Inspector Clouseau opened his book. He wrote a parking ticket.
"Hey! That's my car," called a man. "What's the parking ticket for?"
"Your car is 9 centimeters over the line," said Clouseau.
The man quickly started his car. Clouseau tried to put the ticket on the car.
"You must take the ticket," Clouseau shouted.
"Never!"
shouted the man in the car. Clouseau put the ticket through the open car window. The driver closed the window when Clouseau's hand was still in the car. Clouseau tried to pull it out. It didn't come. The car started to move. Clouseau ran next to the car. The car went faster and faster. Clouseau ran faster and faster.
"Stop the car!"
shouted Clouseau. The car stopped, but Clouseau didn't stop. He went high into the sky.
"Ah!"
he cried. Dreyfus sat behind his desk. Suddenly, there was a crash outside the door.
"Come in, Clouseau," called Dreyfus.
"Good afternoon, Chief Inspector," said Clouseau.
He wore his medal. After he stopped the Pink Panther thief, everyone in France was very happy. They said thank you with a medal. Dreyfus didn't have a medal. He did not smile when he saw Clouseau's medal. Clouseau opened his book of parking tickets.
"All the tickets from the last month are in here. One has your name on it."
"Thank you, Clouseau. Now I have a new job for you."
"Hanno, you need my help. The tornado is back. I must watch the Pink Panther Diamond."
"No, That is my job. You have an easier job. You are going to be in the dream team. That is all.
Thank you, Chief Inspector. But I must say no. I cannot leave the Pink Panther.
Clouseau, said Dreyfus, you are starting tomorrow. Ponton is going to help you.
Later, Clouseau talked to Nicole. He loved Nicole, but she didn't know. She loved him too, but she never said anything. He looked into her eyes.
We can never be together, Nicole, because of my job, said Clouseau. One day, someone with a gun is going to shoot me. I cannot put you between me and a gun.
Oh, said Nicole.
Nicole, do you remember that evening in Rome?
Yes, I can never forget it. We were together in that lovely Spanish restaurant, La Plata de Nada.
Yes, it was a beautiful evening, said Clouseau.
Before you started the fire, remembered Nicole.
You must forget it, Nicole, said Clouseau.
Yes, I must forget it, said Nicole, but...
Suddenly, Ponton came in.
Look at the TV, he cried.
On TV, there was a picture of the Grand Palais.
Today, someone stole the famous Pink Panther diamond.
No, cried Clouseau. This is the work of the tornado!